This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Education, we learned once again today, is a business. The GED testing service, the best-known high school equivalency exam, says it's going to lower the passing score for the test retroactively for 2 years because customers. Other changes are coming as well. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the story.
If you pass the GED, you get the equivalent of a high school diploma. The problem is, people taking the GED had to clear a higher hurdle than the average high school student, according to C.T. Turner, a spokesman for GED testing service. He says lowering the passing score evens things out.
What it does, it is make sure that GED graduates are not held to a higher standard than the average high school graduate, and that we're not ahead of the curve, we're reflective of that curve.
Thing is, GED testing service is now a for-profit company, and it's facing competition from some new tests on the market. The GED was revamped in 2014 to reflect the Common Core standards for public schools. After that, fewer students passed the test.
There undoubtedly was some concern about losing market share to the other tests.
Emily Froimson is president of Gateway to College National Network, a nonprofit that helps people earn high school degrees. She says the GED is also more expensive than some of those competing tests. GED's C.T. Turner says the cost varies. He also says this isn't about competition.
This is about making adult learners successful.
And Turner says GED will designate the highest scorers as college ready, recommending they get to skip remedial courses and even get college credit. Michelle Asha Cooper is president of the Institute for Higher Education Policy. She says colleges would have to agree to that.
We have to remember that higher education has a role in this as well. They have the right to say yes or no, we will accept or we won't accept.
And Cooper says there's no guarantee they'll say yes. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.